Good evening. It's time for another bedtime story with Thompson. We're reading L. Frank Baum's book, The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, lovely.
This is chapter 3,
The Scarecrow. Dorothy and Toto followed the yellow brick road for many miles. After a while, they stopped beside a big cornfield and sat down to rest. Not too far away, Dorothy could see a scarecrow. It was placed high on a pole, so it would scare the birds away from the ripe...
So it would scare the birds away from the ripe corn.
The scarecrow's head was a small sack stuffed with straw. Someone had painted his face with eyes, nose, and a mouth. It was dressed in a blue suit and wore old boots and a plain blue hat. While Dorothy was looking at the scarecrow, she was surprised to see one of the eyes slowly wink at her. Then the figure nodded its head in her direction.
Then?
Dorothy walked up to the scarecrow. "Good day," said the scarecrow. "Did you speak?" asked Dorothy. "Certainly," answered the scarecrow. "How do you do?"
I'm pretty well."
"Thank you," replied Dorothy. "How are you?"
"I'm not feeling well," said the scarecrow. "This pole is stuck up my back, and I can't get it down.
Dorothy reached up to lift the figure off the pole. Since the scarecrow was made of straw, he was very light.
What?
Since the scarecrow was made of straw, he was very light.
Okay.
Thank you very much, said the scarecrow. I feel like a new man. All this seemed very strange to Dorothy. She had never seen a stuffed man who could walk and talk. "Why are you and where are you going?" At the scarecrow.
Who are you and where are you going?
Asked the scarecrow. "My name is Dorothy," she said, "and I'm going to the Emerald City to ask the Great Oz to send me back to Kansas." But the scarecrow never heard of the Great Oz or the
Scarecrow what?
But the scarecrow never heard of the Great Oz or the Emerald City. Sadly, he explained to Dorothy that since his head was stuffed with straw, he had no brains. Dorothy felt very sorry for the unhappy scarecrow. "Do you think," he asked, "that if I go to the Emerald City with you, the Great Oz will give me some brains?" "I cannot tell," she answered, "but you may come with me if you like. If Oz will not give you any brains, you will be no worse off. If Oz will not give you any brains, you will be no worse off than you are now." The scarecrow nodded his head in agreement and joined Dorothy and Toto on their journey to the Emerald City. Next time, there'll be chapter 4, The Tin Man.
Good night.
Good night, Bishop.